Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Let's check in with Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago for some extremely local news. So we're going to get to Dine on LaSalle Street. Tell us about it, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, you know, we like to highlight a lot of these different outdoor settings that the city and local businesses have created just to get people outside or to bring them downtown or other parts of the city. The latest one is LaSalle Street, or the iconic part of LaSalle, right downtown between Adams and Jackson, right in front of the Board of Trade. They're closing it down all through July and August on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And some of the local businesses down there, the restaurants, the big food hall, Revival Food Hall, will be setting up tables out there and service. And they're trying to just get people to, you know, to come out, patronize the businesses and get outside. And it's really, you know, this is the Batman section of LaSalle Street, where you can imagine you know, them flipping over buses and cars and everything like that. It's really that cool little valley that you look down when you're down in the loop. So it's a nice place to get out and have a little bit of Revival Food Hall. P.F. Chang's is going to be there, Big Shoulders Coffee, a couple other the businesses that are right down along that stretch.
So that'll be only on Tuesdays between 11 and 2?
Only Tuesdays, 11 to 2, yeah. Any other days, you're going to be fighting traffic.
Yeah, don't want to do that. There's a place in Hyde Park that people are very fond of, and news involving that point this morning. What's happening with Promontory Point?
Sure. That's people who live in Hyde Park or nearby, they just love Promontory Point. It's the little part of Chicago that sticks out into the lake just north of the Museum of Science and Industry, so about 54th to 56th Street. And it's really just sort of a respite from the city, and people just love to go there and hang out on the rocks. They've got these giant limestone rocks that, you know, Chicagoans are familiar with that line the lake shore. But a lot of these, the problem is the feds and the city and the state have been working to shore up the shoreline, so to speak, just to protect it from erosion, the rising lake and such. But now there's a concern that when they go to fix Promontory Point, that they're going to remove some of these limestone slabs that people love to tan on and sit on and just, you know, take in the lake and calm down a little bit. So there's a big push now. It's a place called the Promontory Point Conservancy is trying to raise awareness to get the city and the feds to pay attention, that they basically say removing these limestones and replacing them with concrete, more paved paths is not necessary or desirable to them or the Hyde Park residents. You can point out different places where they've done this, where they pull out the limestone and they put in these paved different tiered paths. Diversity Harbor is one of them. They saved some of the limestone, but it's mostly concrete now. And, you know, some people love it. You can ride your bike on it. You can sit out on it. You don't have to. It's easier for kids to walk on. But Hyde Park likes the sort of the rustic look of it. And so they're really pushing to get more public input in this and try to talk them out of the city, out of replacing those old limestone pavers there. So we'll see. It's a project that probably won't happen for, 4 or 5 years before they finish some of the studies. So it's not going to happen right away, but it's something they want to keep an eye on.
And I've saved 60 seconds for you to tell us how chickens are being saved, Seamus.
Right. Well, we've heard lots of stories about people that have gotten pandemic pets during the past year, dogs and cats, that they've suddenly realized they have to go to work and they can't take care of these pets. It's happening with chickens and roosters, too, if you can believe it. People had been getting these for pets or backyard pets or for eggs in their backyard. Now they're starting to. Some of them are just like releasing them into the streets. Some of them are calling rescue lines for folks to pick them up. So the Chicago Roo Crew, there's a group out there that rescues these pets. They're being inundated with these calls. They started a fundraiser because they've racked up tens of thousands of dollars, I believe, in veterinary bills to save these birds, which are often, hurt by the time they're out and rescued. So the Chicago Roo Crew, they've got an Instagram page or a Facebook page where they're raising some money, and they're just saying, they love the roosters. Don't just get rid of them. they save folks that are rescued from cockfighting too. So who knew? It's another of the problems that people are giving up on their chickens and roosters now that they have to go back to work. But
yep.
This group's here to help.
More at blackclubchicago.org. Thanks for the animal story there, Seamus. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Extremely Local News sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.